Blog Talk Radio.
Right in front of me, Lord, where would I be without your grace and mercy? Oh, now I have one question, Lord, why? Never know, my life was headed out of control. Somehow I shifted into overload. But then you came and did a work in me. Out of everything I once was, somehow you saw a masterpiece.
Some hills to climb. I've had some weary days, and some lonely nights.
But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Have you been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me. You know what he did? Tears away, turn my midnight into day, so I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah, I won't complain. God, God, has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world, or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good, so good, so good.
all of my tears away. Ever stop you from crying? Shine my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say it? Complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right.
Service. God bless you. Thank you guys so very much for joining us on this morning. We're just excited about what God has to say to us on this morning. Remember, guys, to share this. Make sure you guys share. Make sure you guys tag someone that you share on this morning. I believe that the Lord has given me a message that will help the people on this morning. I actually had a complete and total different message that I had prepared. I sat and made my study and sat down and had my study time, began to study and got everything together. And as I was coming home on last night, the Lord began to deal with me with a different message. He began to show me in a different way what he wanted me to teach. And this morning, I wanted to come and I wanted to bring to you this life-changing word that God has put into my spirit to share with you guys on this morning. Amen. On this morning. Those of you all who are joining with us on this morning, please make sure you guys have your Bibles prepared and have your Bibles ready. Before we go into the word of the Lord, let us pray. Gracious and eternal Master, we thank you for, first off, you being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for the word that is rooted inside of us, oh God. We thank you for the word that you have rooted inside of our hearts and our minds. God, we thank you for the word being hid in our heart, God, that we may not sin against you. Oh, God, we thank you for reestablishing our minds. When you said it in your word, say, let this mind be you that is also in Christ Jesus. You also told us, God, that in your word to be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. So let us come this morning, God, with a renewed mind, God, a transformed mind. Father, we pray today, God, that you would pour into us, God, that we need to be able to be the vessel, God, and the spiller of this vessel. We are the dispenser, God, this morning. That is, we pour into those that are listening under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, that you would speak a word, yes. Oh, God, that would not only change their minds, God, but it will renew their spirit. God, give them the ability, my God, to walk in a place, God, where all things are made well. We thank you, oh, God, God, for the outpouring of what you're doing, even now, let them know, God, as they partake of this word, God, as they grab a hold to this word, God, as they begin to eat of this word, that there is a shifting in their minds, a shifting in their hearts. God, we pray today for those that are under the sound of our voices, God, that may be in a place of turmoil, they may be in a place of trying, God, they may be in a place, God, of difficulty, God, they may be in a place where, God, they need to hear something that will change their lives, God. God, we pray right now against every suicide spirit. Yes, God. God, we pray now, man. God, we pray against every spiritual suicide spirit. God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, every attack of the enemy this morning, God. God, we pray, God, that there will be a cease and a desist order. God, set it in the world, man. God, set in the atmosphere right now. God, that as they partake of this word on this morning, God. God, not only will their lives be changed, but their minds and their hearts will be changed. God, strengthen them now, God. God, from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet, God, them, my God. God, in a way like only you know how. Father, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, oh God, God, that these willing vessels, God will be able to be poured into this morning and strengthened from the crown of their head to the soles of their very feet, oh God. God, we speak afresh. We speak fresh. We speak God, we speak of freshness, of renewedness, even now, God, from the crown of the head to the soles of their feet, refresh them, start them again. God, hit my taba, toda baba baba basa, bamba mande de 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 God, hit a restart, my God, in their lives, even now. God, we speak it to be so. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, it's our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you so very much. So very much for joining us on this morning. For this morning, we are just excited. Y'all forgive me. I'm working from a couple of different devices this morning, y'all. Y'all pray my strength. Nevertheless, the word of God must go on. The word of God must go on. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. For the gifts of God and callings. I'm sorry, for the gifts and callings of God is without repentance. For the gift and callings of God is without repentance. This morning, I want to share with us for topic's sake, for topic. The broken vessel. As I was going up to hold on last night, the Lord begin to speak to me. And as he was speaking, I was sitting there in awe because of what he told me as I was writing. He began to tell me, hey, son, he said, my gifts are not broken, but the vessels that hold it is. I said, God, what are you trying to tell me? I said, because any of you all who have been listening to me for a while, I can tell you all the time, I have to live up to what God's trying to get to. I'm still a work in progress when he begins to talk to me, because sometimes he gives me revelation that's bigger than I would ever understand. So when he gives that kind of stuff to me, I asked him, I said, God, what are you trying to tell? it because they come from me. He said, but the vessel that I put them on are not always perfect. But I put my gifts inside of them. Watch this here. So the vessel itself, watch it, can grow. Now watch. He gave me this one particular passage. It's talked about for the gifts and callings are without repentance. And they said gifts and callings without repentance. And then he gave me the Geneva Study Bible version. Gave me the Geneva Study Bible version. He said the reason proof. The reasons are proof because watch this here. The covenant made with the nation of everlasting life cannot be frustrated or in vain. I'm gonna read that again because that blessed somebody. That blessed somebody. It says the reason or proof because the covenant made with the nature of the everlasting life cannot be frustrated or is in vain. Realize and understand that we as a vessel can only hold the gift, watch this here, because God chooses to pour the gift into us. Now, let me help you. There are gifts and there are callings. I'm going to say that again. There are gifts and there are callings. Those are two different things. That's the reason why he said gifts and callings are without repentance. So when you really break this thing down and look into it and you see it, you have to understand that when God pours into us, watch this, his gift and his calling. Let me help you. See, the gift and the calling comes from God. And when he pours his gift inside of us, watch this, or his calling inside of us, we that may not be the perfect vessel at the time when he pours it. Come on here, preach and dust the people. It may not be the perfect vessel. I mean, we may not be the perfect vessel when the gift is poured into us, but watch this. As the gift is poured into us, we become perfect. Oh, we have to grow into, watch this, what God is trying to do for us. We have to be elevated and transformed. Watch this. When the gift is poured. Now, let me help you real quick. You might have been the pimp. Let me help you. Might have been the prostitute. You might have been the drug dealer. You might have been the drug addict. You may have preached. You might have been the liar. You might have been the misuser, the abuser. You might have been the abused. You might have been the person that has been let down and talked about. And see, because you're not perfect, Lord have mercy, because you're not perfect does not mean that God cannot pour. Oh, Lord Jesus, that don't mean he can't pour his gift into you. But watch what happens. As you begin to pour his gift into you, you may not be perfect, but watch this. The gift is inside of you, and the gift is designed, watch this, to make you better. The gift is designed to transform you. Anytime God pours inside of you, it's designed to make you better. It's designed to transform your thinking. It's designed to transform the way you live. It's designed to transform the way you think. And see, it's not in vain, even though you may not be in the place that you need to be at, but he poured in you. You come here and talk. Let me talk to you. This morning, have a seat. Take a real good seat. Take a load off and listen to the preacher. It may not be the ideal situation, but God still will pour in you. Now, when he pours into us, we may not be, again, the perfect vessel. See, I'm gonna give you the revelation that he gave me. One of my this is my favorite cup of coffee. This is my favorite cup. I got this cup because I love this cup. I love this cup. This cup, it got cracks in it. It got some flaws. It got some issues with it. It holds. My drink, when I put in there, if I put my chai tea in here, or if I put my coffee in here, or if I put my honey and lemon in here, whatever I put in here, if I decide to put my peppermint tea in here, whatever I put in here, it'll hold it, even though it's not perfect, even though it got some issues, it got some flaws, it got couple of scratches and breaks in it. It got a couple of cuts in it. It got a couple of dings in it. Where it can hit the sink a couple of times. And it's not exactly the way that it was my first guy. But I realized something. But it still holds behind the content. The content that was put inside of it. It still holds the content. It still holds the content, even though it may not be exactly the way we want it to be. We still can hold the content. He said in the Geneva Study Bible, he said, with that nation of everlasting life cannot be frustrated or in vain. But guess what happens? Guess what happens to us? Guess what happens to us? We still get frustrated. We still get overwhelmed. We still get to the place to where our situation and circumstance that comes against our life that don't always connect the dots like we want them to connect, but we do have to realize that there's a gift down on the inside of us. There's still an assignment. There's a text to our life. There's still some stuff that God wants to do. He put that down on the inside of us for the reason that I'm trying to get you to understand that no matter what they didn't say, how they misuse you and abuse you, you can't get frustrated because there's still my gift inside you, and my gift can set, and sometimes that gift can set, and sometimes if we're not careful, people can put stuff inside our gift and change the content of the gift. If we're not careful, people can attach stuff to our life. They can drop some things in there that cause us to become tainted because we're listening to what somebody else then said and how they done misused us and abused us and how many times they done left us for dead and how many times they done ran our name through the mud behind and how many times they done did all but God, I'm crying out to you, but you don't hear me because I'm still hurt. I'm in a place where I understand that your gift is down on the inside of me, but I'm still in a place of pain. I'm still in a place of not understanding why I'm going through all of the stuff that I'm going through, and I'm sitting here and I say, God, I don't understand. How is it that you can put your gift in me, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, all this stuff comes and it hits my life. I was sitting there and I was talking to God on the way home. I was like, God, I said, what are you trying to tell me? He said, sometimes what I do is I pour my gift into a vessel. I'm poor. I'm poor. And I know that to see that in order for them to get to where I need them to be, they have to grow into my gift. See, the frustration comes so you can grow into your gift. The pains, agitation, and the heartache and pain comes so you can grow into the gift. The vessel contains the gift, but the vessel may not be the right fit yet. But what God begins to do is God begins to grow us. He begins to grow us, and when He begins to grow us, He begins to take us and put us in places, in situations, and He puts us in the circumstances, and He puts us in the heartaches and pains, and He puts us in the places to where we're crying all night long, and the tears are rolling down our faces. We're in so much pain, and we don't understand why we're going through what we're going through. This is my third divorce. This is my fifth second chance right now, Lord. I don't understand. You have put me in so many places and so many frustrated areas of my life. I just don't understand. I don't understand why you would allow me to go through what I'm going through. I don't understand. How is it that I'm taking here and you put all of that in me, and I'm not even capable. I'm confused. I'm confused. You're telling me that you put all of this gift, the prophetic, the apostolic, you put the intercessor, and you put the gift of helps, and put all these gifts in me, but I'm not even able to contain all these gifts, but you poured it into me. Isaac, you have to help me. You have to help me understand. You have to give me to the point to where I understand what you're saying to me. And He took me to 2 Timothy. Why I pour it. In a grief house, they are not only vessels of gold, they are silver, but also of wood, and of earth. Some of honor, some of dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these things, He shall be a vessel unto God, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared, watch this now, unto every good work. Watch what he says at 22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with the unlearned questions. I'm sorry. With them that call on the name of the Lord. I'm sorry. With them that are called on the name of the Lord of a pure heart. See, in his house, even though we began to do some stuff, tools that we need to be done because we ain't willing to do this ourselves. So here, come on, so stuff that we're not willing to do ourselves. So go ahead and heal some stuff to us that we can't do ourselves because we ain't strong enough to overcome some of that. And I see, oh my God, how my never see under the ocean. Some of the things that we're not able to do ourselves. So he'll come in and he'll start something. He'll purge us. See, sometimes the first of our son, sometimes the purge hurts, but it's a necessity. Sometimes the purge it takes some things that's in us that we'd have been so accustomed to for so long, and we but he knows that vessel is not a bad vessel. It just needs to be purged. He got some issues and some circumstances that's attached to it. The only thing I got to do is just go in and purge it a little bit. I got to go in and I got to get all of that out of it because I need him. I need him to stand in a place to where I can use him. I need to wipe away some of my mind. I need to wipe them on my mind. I need to wipe away some of the stuff that's all over the mind and dirt and the bad habits and the time that they walked away from it and talked about it and listen to say, I need to get all of that stuff out of the time that they lied over them and ran his name through the mud and said that he wasn't going to amount to anything.